I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Survivors of June's severe flooding in India are at risk again, this time to human trafficking. Traffickers target the vulnerable, and that usually starts with someone the victim knows. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International says Satya was kidnapped by people that she trusted, but she's one of the few lucky ones. She managed to call her brother, who in turn contacted Bright Hope.
They set up plans, contacted the police, and they rescued Satya. They arrested these leaders, the man and his wife and the others who were running this brothel.
Now she's in Bright Hope's safe house and hearing the gospel. Pray for her as she learns about Christ's redemptive power. Next, picture the most devoted Christ follower you know. Now, how would you feel if that person suddenly went missing? That's what happened in the Ukraine at a church supported by Slava Gospel Association. Julia loves God and people and has always been involved in various ministries. She was last seen 2 weeks ago walking home from church. Her loved ones are very shaken up and suspect kidnapping. Ask the Lord to keep Julia safe. And the Ivory Coast is a picture of a rebuilding nation after a decade of war. Global Advance's David Shibley held a frontline shepherds conference in Abidjan. 313 pastors and church leaders were there, soaking it all in. The seeds were planted for more.
The pastors themselves, over 100 of them committed to planting at least one new church within the next 12 months.
Global Advance is committed longer term in the Ivory Coast because healing has to be part of the rebuild. And that means more pastoral training and marketplace missions. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.